Illegal aliens accused of attacking NYC cops may have fled to CA after Soros DA Alvin Bragg helped free them from jail. By John Binder on February 2, 2024. Four illegal aliens charged with assaulting New York Police Department. NYPD officers in a violent mob attack may have fled to the sanctuary state of California after Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg, D., linked to billionaire George Soros, fought to get them released from jail without paying bail. As Breitbart News has chronicled, a gang of illegal aliens outside of a midtown Manhattan migrant shelter, funded by taxpayers, were caught on camera brutally attacking NYPD officers. Since then, seven illegal aliens have been arrested, while five illegal aliens are wanted. Illegal aliens Joan Buada, 22 years old. Kelvin Cervita Aracha, 19 years old. Wilson Juarez, 21 years old. Darwin Andres Gomez Izguil, 19 years old. And Yorman Reveron, 24 years old. Were all released from jail without having to pay a dime in bail. The illegal aliens were released from jail partially thanks to Bragg's office not requesting the judge hold them on bail despite the felony charges against them. New York's bail reform law ensures that suspects charged with nonviolent and many violent crimes are not held in jail on bail before trial. Buada was captured by cameras leaving the jail this week, flipping his middle fingers, laughing, and saying, "I didn't do nothing." Only Yohenry Brito, a 24-year-old illegal alien, has been held in jail on a $15,000 bail. Jandri Barros, a 21-year-old illegal alien, was initially arrested by Bragg's office, which has since declined to prosecute him. NYPD officials now believe that four of the five illegal aliens freed from jail, Cervita Aracha, Juarez, Gomez Izquiel, and Reveron, are headed to Calexico, California, a border town in the sanctuary state. This was a bail-eligible offense. Why bail wasn't asked for? We don't have an answer for that, but the judge also had an opportunity to step in and remand them to Rikers Island. Now these four are on a bus, the whole system needs to be looked at, NYPD Chief of Patrol John Schell told ABC 7 New York. According to NYPD officials, the four illegal aliens gave fake names to a non-governmental organization, NGO, that provides one-way bus rides to border crossers wanting to leave New York City. They have a court date, so if they don't come back for the court date, the judge will issue a bench warrant for them, but until that time, no, they are free to do what they want, Chell told ABC 7 New York of the illegal aliens skipping town. Bragg has only been in office since the beginning of 2022, having run on a promise to not prosecute suspects for marijuana misdemeanors, turnstile jumping, trespassing, driving with a suspended license, prostitution, resisting arrest for non-criminal offenses, and obstructing the work of the NYPD. Though the establishment media has sought to distance Bragg from Soros, the far-left prosecutor enjoyed major support from the Color of Change PAC in his 2021 bid. Soros gave the PAC some $1 million at the time and Soros's relatives donated directly to Bragg. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.